This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
It's been more than two decades since an NFL team played here in Los Angeles. That could finally change now that not one but three teams have purchased land in Southern California and they've drawn up plans to build stadiums. I'm sure plenty of people would be happy to see a franchise back in LA, but from an economic perspective, does it make sense for cities to go after pro teams? KPCC's Ben Bergman ran the numbers.
There are a lot of things economists disagree on. The economic impact of sports teams isn't one of them.
If you ever had a consensus in economics, this would be it, that there is no impact.
Michael Leeds is a sports economist at Temple University, and he studied Chicago, as big a sports town as there is, with five major teams. And he found,
if every sports team in Chicago were to suddenly disappear or relocate tomorrow, the impact on the Chicago economy would be a fraction of 1%.
A two-run homer to give the Cubs the early lead.
We talk about sports a lot. We pay a lot of attention to them. But when it comes to their actual economic contribution, it's minuscule.
A baseball team has about the same impact on a community as a mid-sized department store.
And that's for a sport with 80 home games a year. NFL teams only play 8 regular season games. Still, politicians love building sports stadiums.
Yes, we will have NFL back in Los Angeles. And
Carson City Councilwoman Lula Davis-Holmes spoke recently at a rally celebrating plans for a new stadium that would be built in this small city 15 miles south of downtown. Both the Chargers and the Raiders would play there.
Stand to your feet and say we want the team for jobs, for revenue.
Down the freeway next to LA's airport, Inglewood is trying to lure the Rams from St. Louis. So last month, its city council approved plans to build the most expensive stadium in U.S. sports history to rapturous applause. Inglewood, one of the poorest neighborhoods in L.A., projects a football stadium would generate more than $800 million worth of economic activity a year. But sports economist Victor Matheson is dubious.
Well, a good rule of thumb that economists use is take whatever the stadium boosters are telling you and just move that decimal point one place to the left, and that's usually a pretty good estimate of what you're going to get.
Economists say the biggest reason sports teams don't have much impact is they don't tend to spur new spending. Most people have a limited entertainment budget, so the money they're spending at a ball game they would have spent elsewhere, maybe even at a restaurant or small business where more dollars would have stayed in the community. Plus, Matheson says rather than draw people to a neighborhood, games can actually repel them.
Sporting events can cause significant crowds and congestion that keeps people from coming to other events in the area.
That's part of the reason why a 2003 LA City Controller's report included a surprising finding.
Economic activity in Inglewood actually increased after the Lakers left town.
Inglewood's mayor, James Butts, disagrees and says even if the economic impact doesn't turn out as well as advertised, building a stadium poses a win-win.
You know, for us, it's build it and they will come, and we actually believe that.
Butts says no public money will be used, and a 10% tax on tickets would boost the city's general fund by as much as $28 million a year, huge for a city that has teetered on the edge of bankruptcy.
There's a lot of numbers that have floated about, but whatever the numbers are, here's the bottom line. The city is protected. In every stadium deal that you look at prior to this one, the risk is borne by the city. In this case, the risk is all borne by the developers.
That's not true in Missouri, where politicians are desperately trying to keep the Rams from moving to Inglewood. The governor announced a plan that would give the team $400 million in public financing to stay. Because as politically popular as it can be to attract a team, it's seen as political suicide to let one get away. In Los Angeles, I'm Ben Bergman for Marketplace.